Hey, this is Magic on AboveTopSecret.com on the pod thread, My Rights versus Your Rights. Coming back at Mr. Whoopi and Benevolent Heretic and Relentless. I want to kind of take the rant level up a little bit here. By the way, Mr. Whoopi, some great thoughts on there. I just love your general approach. Like at the door or something like that open in the background. That's a lot of hominess to it. And, you know, as far as your niece, it's like, hey, just tell her, it's just another baby, right? What the heck? Babies are born all the time. That ain't news. Ah, yes, the question of tolerance and the nature of rights. Like I said, backing people off far enough to where you're comfortable with your rights. That's where their rights begin. Well, I realized that you were actually illustrating the point of view of someone other than yourself, but I still thought it was pretty funny. And I noticed that you had some unkind words for the right-wingers and, you know, Christian zealots and stuff out there. But, and by the way, I'm not either of those as far as I know, although, of course, I've probably been labeled both of things before more than once. And by the way, I don't know if that's necessarily even an insult, but, you know, I just wanted to come back at, you know, with regards to what about the left-wingers? You know, I don't see them as the center either. If you look at, you know, what I see is a religion also on the left called what I call the religion of Marxism. And if you look at the religion of Marxism, you see that it's got all the elements of a classic religion. I mean, literally, you can take Christianity and Marxism and set them side by side, and you'll see that they each have their sacred scriptures. They each have their prophets, their messiahs, you know. There is no, you know, they have the Marxist Shihada. There is no God but social justice, and Marx is its prophet, you know. So, yeah, the way I look at this whole business, you know, when you talk about church and state and the way this is being used, I see what I see are conflicting religions, conflicting systems of belief. And by the way, I think it's worth noting that this doctrine of separation of church and state, which is not at all spelled out in the Constitution. This is something that, if I recall correctly, first emerged in a decision, Supreme Court decision, back in like the late 40s. So this isn't even something that's in the Constitution. There's this whole, you know, kind of house of cards of judicial construction that has taken place around constitutional issues, and a lot of that has been fallout from the 14th Amendment, there's, you know, creeping federalism, the 17th Amendment, where they basically eliminated the representation of state governments in the federal government. That was an interesting little hat trick they pulled. So now the states don't have any formal representation in the federal government because senators are no longer appointed by states. But that's another deal. Anyway, I said rant, so there's going to be a little ranting going on here. But what I find ironic about this so-called separation of church and state religious crusade is that in going after religious expression, they're actually violating people's rights under the First Amendment. You know, they're saying you can't say certain words in school, you can't pray over your food in school. That is basically an infringement on the free speech rights of Americans. There is no right to tell someone else what religion they can or cannot practice, and yet that's the kind of stuff we're seeing these court decisions. And like I said, that's the way this stuff works. I mean, if you look back through history, there's just some god-awful, egregious things that have passed for okay in this country. And I'm not just talking about slavery, which is obviously a classic example. You want to talk about hypocrisy? Holy crap. But look at some of the other stuff that's been going on, too. And it's been accepted, and then over time these things change. And now what we see is, in the name of tolerance, we actually see intolerance. And this is a classic example of the Orwellian. You know, you look at political correctness. It arose right about 1984 is when it really started to take off. And truly, Orwell would feel vindicated to see the kind of stuff that passes for, you know, that political correctness amounts to these days. It really is the new speak of our times. The whole business of using euphemisms and demanding certain ways of speaking and thinking. These are classic techniques that are used for mind control. These crusades to get Ten Commandments out of courtrooms and, you know, prohibiting prayer in schools. I mean, if you look at some of the cases that, of course, sensationalized cases get out in the media spotlight, you actually see cases where children are prohibited from saying blessings over their food when they eat. This is not led prayer in a classroom. These are people who are saying that there is absolutely no place for anything even remotely resembling any form of, and it's not, and by the way, it only seems to apply to Christians. You don't see situations where Muslims are being prohibited from doing this. Although if there's any Muslims out there that are having their, that feel that their religious rights are being violated in a public school or someplace like that, by all means, chime in. I'd love to hear what you've got to say because I haven't seen it. So that doesn't mean it's not happening, but I'm just saying what I'm seeing a lot of, and this may just be part of a media campaign, is a lot of animosity directed specifically at Christians, and specifically at prohibiting Christianity from taking place. And it's not just, you know, anything having to do with government property. And I actually see that as being an offshoot of intrusive government in the first place. Because we have public schools that are run by the government, then all of these questions, you know, then now, of course, all the restrictions that apply in government, any other government facility, apply to schools. And then apparently some people think that because they apply, that those restrictions apply to schools, they should apply to school children and then their parents and then everybody else. And this is an example of you know, what our founding fathers would probably refer to as tyranny, because this is not the way it's supposed to work. Of course, ironically enough, you look back at the at what passed for freedom back in the early days of this republic, you find that a lot of that stuff we'd think of as tyranny. So it really is kind of a matter of perspective. But you know, the bottom line with all this, and the reason why we're seeing so many court cases around this, is because rights conflict by nature. Your rights, my rights, the rights of people around us. There are going to be so many different ways and so many different cases in which our rights are at odds with one another. And it's just, that's the nature of it. And that's, in fact, why we have courts and why we have laws and why we have a society, is so that we can resolve the conflicts that naturally arise just from living our lives, and do that in a way that is going to be relatively nonviolent, relatively peaceful, because resolving those kinds of disputes in a nonviolent way tends to, at least if history's any guide, it tends to be a more efficient way to do it than killing each other over it. Although, that may turn out to be wrong. It may actually turn out that barbarism and anarchy and stuff like that is actually a more efficient system, sort of a Darwinian way of looking at all this. But for my part, I still think that rather than killing somebody because we got into a dispute over whether, I should be able to park in this parking spot or they should, or whether or not they should be able to come in. I think that it is actually more efficient to have a system of laws, which is why I'm so supportive of them. And when we have these kinds of systems of laws, there are going to be disagreements about what's fair and what's not fair. But hey, that's the nature of the business. And of course, the right way to approach that is stand up for what you think is fair. Anyway, this has been Magic rambling on again, on the topic of my rights versus your rights. Take care, friends.